For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. The 2019 Arkansas legislative session is expected to get into full swing Monday. Earlier this week, Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson outlined some of his priorities during his inauguration as he was sworn in for a second term. Those include further tax cuts, smaller government, and economic growth. Numerous bills are already being filed in the Arkansas House and Senate. And during an Arkansas legislative reception in Little Rock, several lawmakers visited with constituents of the ASU System Office. I was able to talk to six legislators about what their goals are during this legislative session. Republican State Senator John Cooper serves District 20, which is in Clay, Greene, and Lawrence counties. He tells what his goals will be.
Right now, most of my efforts is involved with occupational licensing. Reform on that. I'm probably going to be running some repeal bills on reducing the bureaucracy in the license arena on that.
Okay. And why is the need for that?
Well, we're one of the most overregulated states in the nation. We're probably one of the top 10 or 15. And that's a hindrance to our economy. And there's some things that will make occupational portability, especially from out of states, concerning veterans, will be a help for them and their spouses as they move to the state, make streamline the license or for them or their spouse.
Republican State Representative Dan Sullivan serves District 53, which is in Craighead County. He says his goals are close to the priorities of the governor.
I think they're very similar to what the governor is proposing. I mean, we need to reduce our taxes in our state while maintaining some of the critically important services. You know, one of the things I know that I'm very interested in, I'm on the Ag Committee, that there are some issues up there with dicamba and other ag issues. I'm on the Education Committee. I want to be able to support raises for our teachers and some of the other important education issues that we have. So again, I think we have similar minds and similar goals in mind, and I just hope we can work through that process successfully.
Republican State Representative John Payton serves District 64, which is in Baxter, Stone, and Claiborne counties. And he gave his thoughts on the governor's goals.
Well, I mean, there's some of it that I love, and there's some of it that I'm apprehensive about. The idea of shrinking government and consolidating some of the state agencies and boards, I mean, that's a great idea. The logistics of making it happen could make anybody concerned, and so we want to look at the logistics of how it's going to happen and make sure that the services to the citizens are not hampered and basically hopefully improved along with being more frugal with taxpayers' money.
Republican State Representative Matthew Shepard serves District 6 and is the Speaker of the Arkansas House. District 6 consists of Union, Columbia, and Ouachita counties in southern Arkansas.
Well, a few things that are important to me. One, I want to help my membership to be effective. A lot of the things that state representatives handle and do is just kind of taking care of the issues that are important to their constituents. And so I want to help the members to be effective on that front. I want to help, hopefully, to restore the public's trust in the institutions of state government. We've had a few former members that have done some things that are, you know, illegal and are disgusting and disturbing to us. But I've encouraged the membership, and certainly for myself, I want to set a high standard of how we conduct our business. And then the other issues that we have, we're going to be talking about tax cuts. We'll be talking about transforming state government. And then likely we'll be dealing with highway funding. So those are kind of the big things that I'd like to see us hopefully find some solutions for the people.
You know, when you were talking a little bit ago about trying to win the trust of Arkansans back, how do you go about working on that to be able to try and move into that direction?
Well, I think it's just a matter of doing business the right way. It's a matter of how we conduct our business for each of us as members of the legislature. If we're doing things the right way, if the people come to know that we're doing things the right way, if their interactions are positive with us, then that's going to reflect more positively on the legislature. But for me, it's both in the big things and the small things. It's in all things that we do. Hopefully we can conform to a very high standard. And what I've always tell our members and things I talk about is I want to do things that are legal, moral, and ethical, and I also want to avoid any kind of appearance of impropriety. I want us to do things that not only are right, but they are right, they look right, and I think that's the things that will help to restore the public's confidence and trust in the legislative branch.
Republican State Representative Jim Dotson serves District 93, which consists of Washington and Benton counties in northwest Arkansas. He tells about some bills that he'll be sponsoring that concern the operations of the state government. He gives an example.
Procurement is something that we have needed to look at for a long time. So for the last 2 years, we've been studying state purchasing, how we make government purchasing more efficient, set the rules of the game for bidders and contractors and various ones that want to bid on, from anything from institutions of higher education, contracts to state agencies, like prisons or road contracts and various things like that. So set all of those procurement rules in place, and they hadn't been looked at for decades. So trying to modernize those, make those more efficiency. It's the minutia of government that's not real exciting, doesn't get many headlines, but is incredibly important because it's the spending side of the state.
And Democratic State Representative Chris Ritchie serves District 12, which is in Phillips, Deschutes, and Arkansas counties. Ritchie gives his thoughts on Hutchinson's proposals.
I think there's just a lot of questions as we start this session. There's a lot of things I know that the governor's laid out on his agenda as far as tax cuts and highway funding, government reorganization, those things that he wants to see done, but we don't have a finalized plan really on any of those things yet. So it's a little different from sessions in the past where a lot of the major items you already had a plan before the session even started, and so you kind of were able to get some of those major things out of the way at the front end. And I think it's probably going to take a little longer this session to get some of those things to a final plan and see whether or not they can get passed.
What are your goals for the legislative session, please?
Well, my number one focus is definitely going to be highway funding. I think it's a major issue for the state as a whole, but then especially in rural districts like mine, it's really become a critical issue as our farmers are trying to get their crops to where they need to go. And so it's not just a safety issue, it's also an economic issue for us. And so finding long-term solution for highway funding, I think, is one of the most important things we got on the agenda.
And you can monitor live streams from the Arkansas General Assembly on both the Arkansas House and Senate web pages. As you can see on both of those pages, individual committee meetings will be live streamed. They've been live streamed from the Arkansas House for many years now. You'll be able to do the same thing on the Senate web pages. You can find links to those pages on our website at kasu.org. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves.